It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a champ, it's action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
One love.
Go Tigers.
Order like a Jaguar at Raising Cane's. With tailgates of hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, you can guarantee victory for every game day meal. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Official chicken of Southern Athletics.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to this edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around in the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the National League and American League Wild Card Series matchups, and we'll give you a preview of the exciting Division Series matchups in both the American League and the National League, so stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun on this edition of the program. I'd like to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the American League Wild Card Series. First of all, the series between the 4th seed Tampa Bay Rays and the 5th seed Texas Rangers was never close. Texas handled their business with their bats and their pitching, and Texas would go on to sweep Tampa in their one of the American League Wild Card Series matchups, winning the series 2-0. So while Texas had their way with Tampa, the 3rd seed Minnesota Twins and the 6th seed Toronto Blue Jays, they had some exciting games in their series. Game 1 belonged to Minnesota, winning 3-1. Minnesota would take game 2 in a close one, winning 2-0. So Minnesota would go on to win their series 2-0, sweeping the Blue Jays. So while Texas and Tampa didn't have much excitement, the Twins and the Blue Jays, they gave us excitement in this series. And I tell you one thing, that crowd at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis was rocking and rolling. And we're going to get more into depth in the next segment in both American League Wild Card Series matchups. My next storyline is going to be the National League Wild Card Series matchups. We had the Arizona Diamondbacks going up against the Milwaukee Brewers. So Milwaukee and Arizona, again, games were never close. Arizona, hot and heavy with their bats on the offensive side and doing their thing on the pitching side as well. And, of course, hot shot rookie for the Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll, doing his thing for the Diamondbacks as Arizona was able to sweep Milwaukee 2-0. So while we saw Arizona sweeping Milwaukee and handling their business, Philly and Miami, basically the same story. The Phillies, that rocking crowd at Citizens Bank Park in South Philadelphia was, I mean, it was rocking and it was ready to support their Phillies. Well, you know how the city of Philadelphia is, right? They love their sports teams and they are some of the most rabid and most dedicated fans anywhere in the world. And certainly the fans showed up and showed out and so did the Phillies. Philadelphia, they shut out Miami to win the series 2-0, winning game 1. 4-1, and then game 2, total domination, beating the Marlins 7-1. So Arizona advances and Philadelphia advances. So we've got the makings of some great division series matchups coming up. And for my last storyline is going to be the division series matchups. So we're all set now in the American League division series matchups. The first series will be the number 1 seed Baltimore Orioles going up against the 5th seed Texas Rangers. I'm going to get more into this a little bit later on in the program, but you know about Texas, and you saw what they did in that wild card series matchup. Texas dominated with their pitching and with their hitting. But Baltimore was something else during the regular season, so that should be interesting how that matchup is going to play out. And we have the other American League Division Series matchup with the number 2 seed Houston Astros going up against the 3rd seed Minnesota Twins. Listen, We know about Houston all season long, just clicking on all cylinders from start to finish. When you have guys like a Framber Valdez and you have a Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve coming back from an injury. You've also got Kyle Tucker, who's just been amazing as well. So this is going to be, and of course, you have Alex Bregman. So you know what Houston brings to the table. But watch out for Minnesota. Minnesota, they're on something. They're on a high right now. And kudos to their manager, Rocco Baldelli, as he's got his guys ready, of course, with Royce Lewis, what he did in that series against the Toronto Blue Jays, and Carlos Correa playing great ball. So it's going to be interesting what Minnesota does against the defending champion Houston Astros. We're going to get more in-depth into this matchup a little bit later on in the show. Let's move along now to the National League Division Series. We have the number one seed Atlanta Braves going up against the fourth seed Philadelphia Phillies. This is a rematch of last year's National League Division Series. The Phillies wind up winning in four games. So basically, a lot of the players are back from last year for the Phillies. Kyle Schwarber, Alec Baum, Bryce Harper, Bryson Stout, just to name a few. For Atlanta, they've got Matt Olson. They've got Marcell Ozuna. Of course, you can't forget about Austin Riley. Then they have who most people will believe will be this year's National League MVP, Ronald Acuna Jr. So we're going to get more into this a little bit later. But Atlanta and Philly, these two teams have a history. And, hey, you thought last year was something else. I think this year is going to be even more exciting. And then we have the number two seed Los Angeles Dodgers going up against the sixth seed Arizona Diamondbacks. What the Diamondbacks have done this year has been amazing, led by their rookie Corbin Carroll. But when you talk about the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Clayton Kershaw, I mean, what more could you ask for, right? I mean, just a whole host of talent, a whole host of star power on that team for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And we're going to get more into this a little bit later in this series as we preview this matchup. But the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, two West Coast teams that have done their thing this year, man. And the Dodgers, what can you say about them? As great as the Diamondbacks have been this year, but the Dodgers have just put up some monster numbers. All right, before we go to break, just some news to pass along to you in regards to the New York Mets. Former general manager of the Mets, Billy Epler, has resigned from his position. Once again, recently, New York Mets have announced that Billy Epler has resigned from his position as general manager of the team. Epler had been with the organization since 2021 as the general manager, and before that, he served as general manager of the Los Angeles Angels from 2015 to 2020. And before that, he was the assistant general manager for the New York Yankees from 2012 to 2014. But again, Billy Epler resigns as the general manager of the New York Mets. I'll tell you one thing. This was a very hard year for the Mets. So much expectations were on this team to possibly get to the World Series. That fell short. And then Steve Cohen, the owner of the team, promised changes would be made. The trade deadline happens. Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, their aces, are traded. And then just recently, Buck Showalter was fired as the manager of the team. So this is going to be interesting, and the Mets are really doing an overhaul. But if the few bright spots that were on this team during the year was Francisco Lindor, also Starling Marte, and of course Pete Alonso. But again, Billy Epler has resigned from his position as general manager of the New York Mets. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll recap the American League and National League wildcard series matchups. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking, providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
2% cash back on all purchases on your BR Telco credit card? No cap.
No cap.
Unlimited 2% cash back even on this sweater?
No cap. Even those sweet jean shorts you're wearing.
You like my jean shorts? No cap.
Actually, that's cap.
Get unlimited 2% cash back with the BR Telco cash back Visa. There's no cap. And that's no cap. Apply now at brtelco.org/no cap. Subject to credit worthiness. Get to know.
Hello, this is the BR Telco operator. How can I assist you today?
Hey, can you tell me why I should bank at BR Telco?
Well, I don't mean to spin the street yarn, but you'd be a monkey's uncle not to bank with us. We do everything the big banks do, plus we've been in the community for over 85 years and your money stays here in the community, not Wall Street. Any other questions?
Sure, yeah. Could you connect me with Anita Bath, please?
I'm not falling for that one again.
Find out all the reasons you should get to know Telco at brtelco.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to recap the American League and National League wildcard matchups. Let's start off in the American League, where we had the fourth seed Tampa Bay Rays going up against the fifth seed Texas Rangers. Game one took place at Tropicana Field in Tampa, Florida, and Texas, they did it with the pitching and they did it with their hitting. Texas would win game one 4-0. Jordan Montgomery was the winning pitcher, and the losing pitcher was Tyler Glasnow. And again, the Rangers, they showed their dominance, especially on the mound with Jordan Montgomery. So again, game one belonged to the Texas Rangers. Final score was 4-0. Game two, dominance from Texas and their batting. The Rangers would win 7-1 in game two. That took place at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. Nathan Eovaldi, you know about his time with the Boston Red Sox. He was solid, and man, he was sensational in game two. He was the winning pitcher, and the losing pitcher was Zach Eflin. And of course, you know they got it done with the hitting for Texas, as Adolis Garcia and Evan Carter both hit home runs. So again, the final score in game two, Texas 7, Tampa won. So Texas wins the series 2-0, and they march on to the American League Division Series. And then we had the other American League wildcard series, where this took place between the Minnesota Twins, the third seed, going up against the sixth seed, Toronto Blue Jays. Game one, very close, but Minnesota would hold on to win 3-1. Pablo Lopez was sensational in this game, but it was Royce Lewis's two home runs that made the difference. And it opened up the floodgates for Minnesota to take control of game one and to get that victory. So again, the winning pitcher in this game was Pablo Lopez from the Twins. Kevin Gausman was the losing pitcher for the Blue Jays. And getting the save was Johan Duran. And, of course, as I stated earlier, Royce Lewis really made things happen, hitting not one but two home runs in this contest. Minnesota would win game one 3-1 in front of a raucous crowd in downtown Minneapolis at Target Field. And then game two, again, another tight one, but Minnesota would win it 2-0. Great pitching from the Twins with their pitcher, Sonny Gray, getting the victory. The losing pitcher was Jose Berrios, and again, getting the save, Johan Duran, who, I tell you one thing, Johan was serving up strikes like nobody's business. If you watch that game, he was throwing 100, 101, 102, clocking in it as high as 103 miles per hour. Insane. Insane. And certainly with him being the closing pitcher in this series and in this specific game, it made the difference as Minnesota was going to win game two, 2-0. So Minnesota, just like what Texas did with Tampa, they swept their series. Minnesota wound up sweeping Toronto 2-0, and Minnesota marches on to the American League Division Series. Let's move along now to the National League side. And in the wild card series, we had an interesting game. Well, it actually wasn't interesting because it was just complete dominance by the Diamondbacks. We had the 6th seed Arizona Diamondbacks going up against the 3rd seed Milwaukee Brewers. Game one, all Arizona. They would win 6-3. Corbin Carroll, he led the way in terms of offense, but also, too, Ketel Marte and also Gabriel Moreno were big in this game. All three of those gentlemen hit home runs. And, of course, we had Joe Mantiply, solid pitching from him as well, making the difference as Arizona would win game one, 6-3 over Milwaukee. So the losing pitcher for Milwaukee was Corbin Burns, and getting the save for Arizona is Paul Sewald. And then in game two, basically much of the same. Arizona was going to win 5-2. Zach Gallen, again, solid, started off shaky, but he picked it up. He did enough to hold the team through. And then, of course, Paul Sewald coming in, getting the save for the Diamondbacks, and Arizona would hold on to win game two, 5-2. So the winning pitcher was Zach Gallen. The losing pitcher was Freddy Peralta, and getting the save was Paul Sewald. So Arizona, they sweep Milwaukee 2-0, and they move on to the National League Division Series. And then we have our other series in the National League Wild Card Series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins. Philadelphia, the 4th seed, going up against the 5th seed Miami Marlins. Game one was all about Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler was throwing strikes in abundance and then some. And to his pitching, it made the difference as the Phillies would beat Miami in game one, 4-1. So Zach Wheeler was the winning pitcher. Jesus Luzardo was the losing pitcher. And Craig Kimbrell wind up getting the save. So you had the great pitching from Wheeler, but then also, too, helping out on the offensive side for the Phillies with Alec Baum and also Bryson Stott and Christian Pache, just to name a few. So, again, Philadelphia would win game one, 4-1. Game two, it was simply never close. Philadelphia had their way, thanks to home runs from JT Realmuto and also Bryson Stott. And, of course, you can't forget about the great pitching from Aaron Nola, as he was able to get the victory for the Phillies. The losing pitcher for Miami was Braxton Garrett. So, again, the final score in game two, Philadelphia 7, Miami 1, thanks to great pitching, Aaron Nola being the winning pitcher, Braxton Garrett the losing pitcher, and hitting home runs for the Phillies, JT Realmuto and Bryson Stott. So Philadelphia, they take care of Miami, sweeping them in the National League Wild Card Series, and Philadelphia moves on to the National League Division Series. So here we are. The wild card matchups are over with, and now it's time to have the next phase in the Major League Baseball postseason, the Division Series matchups. And when we come back from the break, we'll preview those matchups just for you. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America a coalition to promote quiet.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get on out of here, let's preview the division series matchups. Let's start off in the American League. We have a great one between the number one seed Baltimore Orioles going up against the fifth seed Texas Rangers. So this is going to be the second postseason meeting between the Orioles and the Rangers. The last time these two teams met was in the 2012 American League wildcard game, which was won by the Baltimore Orioles. Now, when you think about the Texas Rangers, again, you think about offense, lots and lots of offense. All season long, it's been about the hitting for the Rangers. When you've got Corey Seager, we also have Marcus Semien. You also have, you know, Adolis Garcia. You have just so much great talent on that roster in terms of the hitting. Josh Jung. Also, you have Nathaniel Lowe. You've got some quality players on that team. And then, of course, after the trade deadline had happened, the Rangers wind up getting Max Scherzer from the New York Mets. And then you have Nathan Eovaldi in the mix as well. But Nathan Eovaldi and Jordan Montgomery were so good in the wild card series against the Tampa Bay Rays. So while we know about the qualifications that the Rangers having, and kudos to Bruce Bochy for what he's done this year. Bruce is a tried and true veteran. You know what he brings to the table. And it's going to be a tough task heading out to the East Coast to take on the Baltimore Orioles with those first two games taking place at Camden Yards. One of the stories of Baltimore this year has been Adley Rutschman. Adley Rutschman has just been amazing this year, putting up monster numbers, doing what he's been doing best. And not just with Adley Rutschman, but you also have Jorge Mateo and Adam Frazier, just to name a few. Cedric Mullins, one of the best, one of the fastest base stealers in all of baseball currently. Cedric has always been in the top 10 in stolen bases. He's been in the top 10 for quite some time. And Anthony Santander, who's been really good as well. This is going to be really good. You got Kyle Gibson, who's been good all year long. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be really good. And kudos to Brandon Hyde. Has done a great job this year with the Baltimore Orioles. And that crowd is going to be rocking in Baltimore for this great game, this great series, I should say, between Baltimore and Texas. And I want to move along now to the other American League Division Series. We have the Houston Astros, the number two seed, going up against the Minnesota Twins. The Twins, they showed up in the wild card series against the Toronto Blue Jays. Royce Lewis did his thing in game one, hitting not one but two home runs. So you know about Royce Lewis, right? You also know about Carlos Correa. Just the list goes on with these great players. Jorge Polanco, Will Castro, Michael A. Taylor, one of the best defenders in all of the game. I mean, the man's won quite a few gold gloves, so you know what he brings to the table. Minnesota's pitching rotation, that's something I want to pay. I think this is going to be interesting in this series. I mentioned about the closer, Johan Duran, but also, too, with Sonny Gray, Pablo Lopez, Kenta Maeda, and also Joe Ryan. So the Twins rotation is going to be something. I think this is going to be a matchup of the Twins pitching rotation against the high-powered offense of Houston. If you've been following Houston for over a decade now, you know, listen, the pitching's going to take care of itself, right, with Framber Valdez. Also, I mean, just the list of pitchers that they have on the squad with Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Justin Verlander. That's going to take care of itself. But I think the X factor in this series is going to be Minnesota's pitching against Houston's offense. I mean, Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, Michael Brantley. Also, you've got Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, Jeremy Pena. That is going to be the key. And I know these two managers in this series is going to be really good. Dusty Baker, won the world, finally won his first World Series title last year. We know Dusty's still one of the best in the business, but Rocco Baldelli has done an outstanding job with this Minnesota Twins squad. So this is going to be a good one between Houston and Minnesota. Now, as far as who I think is going to win these division series matchups, you know what? Texas has been really good this year, but I think Baltimore's pitching and their offense is slightly better. Baltimore's just had an amazing run this year. I think maybe it's the spirit of Brooks Robinson could be watching over them in Baltimore. So I don't know. I think this series is going to go six. I like Baltimore to beat Texas in six. The Houston Astros going up against the Minnesota Twins. I think this series is going to go seven. As I mentioned earlier, the X factor could be Minnesota's pitching rotation going up against Houston's offense. Houston, their offense is going to cook in this series. But for some reason, Minnesota just seems to have it this year. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to say this series is going to go to seven. I like Minnesota to beat Houston in seven. So I like the Orioles to beat the Rangers in six games, and I like the Twins to beat the Astros in seven games. Let's move over now to the National League Division Series, and let's start off with the series that we have, the number two seed Los Angeles Dodgers going up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. First, for the Diamondbacks, they handled their business beating the Milwaukee Brewers in the wild card series. Very intrigued. The series was never close. The games were never close. However, what was outstanding was the Arizona Diamondbacks and their offense. How about their hotshot rookie Corbin Carroll, right? Corbin coming in and just was solid from start to finish, not just on the offensive side, but on the defensive side as well. And then with the pitching rotation, you got Zach Gallen, who started off shaky in the beginning of game two, but he was able to pick it up and get going and get his strikes on point. So you've got, listen, I've mentioned about Corbin Carroll, but also you've got Evan Longoria making plays as well, Jace Peterson, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and, of course, Paul Sewald as the closer. Arizona, listen, no one expected Arizona to have a run like this. Nobody expected Arizona to even make the playoffs. But, hey, guess what? Everything in sports and everything in life is all about peaks and valleys. And Arizona, definitely, they reached the mountaintop this year. And kudos to the Diamondbacks. But they're going to be going up against a team that just clicked on all cylinders from start to finish all season long. The Los Angeles Dodgers. When you talk about the Dodgers, you talk about Mookie Betts, National League MVP candidate, Freddie Freeman, National League MVP candidate, also Max Muncy, Chris Taylor, J.D. Martinez, who I say is like a fine wine. He's just getting better with time. You've got Austin Barnes and Will Smith with their defense. And then when you've got Clayton Kershaw at the helm, I mean, what more could you ask for, right? So the Dodgers, Dave Roberts, you know what he brings to the table. Listen, Dave has been through the song and dance before. This is not his first rodeo for him. The Dodgers have just, again, another 100-plus win season for them. What do you expect from them, right? Just having a great season, just consistent from start to finish. And the Dodgers, I feel, are going to have their way with the Diamondbacks in this series. And then we have our other National League Division Series matchup between the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies. This is going to be the third postseason meeting between the Braves and the Phillies. They previously met first time in the 1993 National League Championship Series and in last year's National League Division Series, Philadelphia winning both times. So this is going to be a rematch of last year's National League Division Series where the Phillies wind up winning in four games. All right, so the Phillies, right, they have Kyle Schwarber, Alec Baum, also Bryson Stout, JT Realmuto. All season long, these bats have been swinging for the Phillies, right? And when you have Kyle Schwarber, who is so dominant, when you have a leadoff hitter like Kyle Schwarber, someone with the power that he brings to the table, man, what more could you ask for, right? And not to mention Brandon Marsh, Christian Pache, also Nick Castellanos, Trey Turner. Bryce Harper, I mentioned him earlier, I'll mention him again. And how about the rotation with Aaron Nolan and Taiwan Walker, Zach Wheeler, you got Craig Kimbrell, Sir Anthony Dominguez, and Rob Thompson, again, another amazing job with this team that made the World Series last year, falling short to the Houston Astros. But the Phillies, they have a bitter taste in their mouth from last year, and they want to right the wrong of trying to get back to the World Series. But they got a tough task going up against a team that just set numbers and just broke records this year, and that's the Atlanta Braves. Offensively, listen, Matt Olson, also Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, of course, Ronald Acuna Jr., who became the first player in Major League Baseball history to be a member of the 40-70 club, where a player hits over 40 home runs and has over 70 stolen bases in the same year. That is awesome. He's definitely going to be the leading MVP candidate this year in the National League. Outstanding. And as far as pitching is concerned, Spencer Strider. What more can you say about Spencer? Phenomenal year. Top five in just about every pitching category in the National League in strikeouts, wins, and ERA. The Braves are going to be really good, but I think the Phillies are going to be much better. So my predictions for the National League Division Series matchups are going to be first for the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. Arizona, great season. No one expected you to be here. I'm proud of you. But the Dodgers, too much firepower. I like Los Angeles to win in five games. Atlanta and Philadelphia, this is going to go seven. And I like the Philadelphia Phillies to beat the Atlanta Braves in seven games. And so I believe in the National League Championship Series, we'll have the Los Angeles Dodgers going up against the Philadelphia Phillies. And in the American League Championship Series, I like the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. And there you have it. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. Thank you so much once again to you, the listeners out there, for checking out this edition of the program. Till next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson saying so long, and you take care.